My name is Lin, and I'm a postdoc fellowship and supervised by Dr. Wen Xue, Dr. Millerat, and Dr. Jian Hong from Lam York University. And I'm very grateful to my supervisor, Wen Xue, to give me this opportunity to present the work here. So the topic is... Topic, association bundle identification for categorical data. And first of all, I would like to read this acknowledgement because this work is supported by NSERC CRD program. First, I will introduce the motivation and I will cover the three phases of this work, the social measure development and the graph-based algorithm and the performance analysis, and I'll finish with the summary and BM. So what is association bundle? We introduced association bundle here for categorical data. For a two-dimensional categorical data set, association bundle, it is subset of variable value having pairwise significant co-occurrence with each other. So it is a subset of variable values that have pairwise significant co-occurrence with each other. And it is not contained in other association bundle. That means it's a maximum set of this type of variable values. Let's see an example to get a further understanding of this concept of association bundle. So here, in the upper part, in the table, the lower part is the two-dimensional categorical data. And we have four categorical variables here. And the variable values defining the whole categorical data set. And for this categorical data set, the association bundle here in the lower part, another table, is an example. So here, X, A, H, P forms an association bundle because each pair of value, for example, X and A, they have co-occurrence probability greater than a given or a developed threshold. That means they are statistically significant in co-occurrence. They are associated with statistical significance. So we can see that we care about each pair of the categorical variables. V1, V2, V1, V3, V1, V4. V2, V3, V2, V4, V3, and V4, each pair. So that is an example of association bundle. Now why we introduce this concept? And before I explain the motivation, I would like to have your attention to the definition that we focus on the pairwise association instead of the commonly used simultaneous association. Simultaneous association, not the simultaneous association, but the pairwise association. Now it's out. Now, motivation. First, the pairwise association can form interesting patterns. Here, I'll give an example that makes a comparison between the association rule, the very, very famous data mining research topic, association rule mining, and our association bundle. So, association rule here, you can see that the association rule usually expressed in the format of x1 and x2 to y. Usually, association rule is applied in transaction data. And here, X1, X2, and Y are items, the transaction items. And the patterns is a customer who buys products X1 and X2 will also buy product Y with probability C. In comparison with that concept, in our association bundle, X1, X2, XM, the pattern would be each pair of the products, XI and XJ, in this bundle will be sold together with probability greater than or equal to C. I'm sorry here, there's a typing mistake. So that is a pattern, also a very interesting pattern, and that this pairwise association relationship could form. So that is the first motivation. The second motivation may be there. Should be the first initiative for us to do this study is that it can significantly improve the performance of this type of data mining jobs, because we all know that if we care about the simultaneous co-occurrence, we have to scan the data set many, many times to get the co-occurrence information. But if we mining this pattern based on pairwise information, only one scan of the data set is required. At most two, if you want to use a simple first-time scan to fill out the important values or items. So that is the first initiative. The other one is that possible solutions. We may find some possible solutions to solve this combinatorial explosion problem, because we all know that when you want to mine all the possible patterns, you have to use exploration of all the possible combinations. So that's the two initiatives for us to do this, to use the pairwise co-occurrence instead of a simultaneous co-occurrence to do the data mining, to mine the pattern. So to do this job, we have the following challenge and ideas. So the first challenge is how to define the co-occurrence threshold. If you're familiar with association mining, you may know that in that topic, in that research, people usually used a constant. They call it support or confidence. They are all constant. It's a set constant. It's chosen by maybe the users based on their needs. But here, we hope to develop a threshold that based on the data, the statistical feature of the data, we hope to use a threshold, not a constant, so that the homogeneity inside the association bundle can be expressed with respect to the statistical measure instead of just a fixed, a constant. So that's the first idea. And the second challenge is how to identify all the bundles, not just one. We want not given a value and then you find a bundle. No, we want to identify, given us a categorical data set, one, and identify all the association bundles, but without the exhaustive combinatorial exploration. So that's the second challenge. And the ideas that we have here is we map this problem into a graph problem. Specifically, the maximum complete subgraph detection problem. And with this mapping, we hope that either the existing very efficient graph algorithm could be applied, or we can develop our specific, we can propose an algorithm that can have a polynomial time cost with respect to the parameters that we are most interested in. Here is the number of variable values, because the number of variable values or the number of items could be very large. We don't wish to see that this parameter is on the power point, is on the power part of the time cost. So that's our second idea for this work. So if we see this job using a graph here, given us a categorical data set here, first we'll scan the data to get the co-occurrence information between variable values, and then that information will help us to compute, to calculate the statistical measures that we use to set the co-occurrence. And then we use this co-occurrence threshold to work on the data, to get association strength. So the upright part, the matrix, is actually we derived based on the data and based on the co-occurrence threshold defined. And with that matrix, we can see that we have a lot of zeros. That means they have a threshold, they have a co-occurrence probability lower than the given threshold. And then next step, we map this matrix into a graph, and the association bundle of our interest are mapped into a type of subgraph called maximal complete subgraph. Complete subgraphs are graphs that each pair of points are connected with the edge, and maximal complete subgraphs are graphs that belongs to no other complete subgraph. And then we use a graph algorithm to solve this problem, to identify all the complete subgraphs. In this example, you can see we actually work this with our developed algorithm. You can see the results at that the natural cluster, the natural association bundle, and the result. Okay, so the first idea, I will go through this quite quickly and move to the to describe how we derive this co-occurrence threshold, which statistic measures we use. I didn't list it because I think this is related. So, but I think I better write it here because it's very. This is the threshold T, VI, VG, RFIJ is the. Here, RFIJ is a weight. Also, it's a significant threshold. Here, we introduced a weight. We define it as significance level. It's the weighted average of the maximum co-occurrence probability between two variables and the expectation. You can see that it's the expectation of the co-occurrence probability, two variables. So by doing this, the co-occurrence threshold is not constant anymore. It will depend on the nature of the data, right? So I will skip other parts, and I hope you can follow me. So now we've already defined the co-occurrence threshold. We got the matrix, and then we map it into a graph. And this is the introduction of the graph model. So we map each value, variable value, into a vertex in the subgraph, and we connect two vertex as long as they have a co-occurrence threshold. certain strength of non-zero, and next we're going to identify those maximum complete subgraphs. Actually, the problem of maximal complete subgraph detection is also empty hard. And existing algorithms, they're almost always this number of vertices on the power part of the time cost of the algorithm. So the goal of our proposed algorithm is to, maybe we can induce some condition, but we hope that we have an algorithm with time cost polynomial to the number of vertices, we hope. And the main idea of the proposed algorithm. I will not go into the detail because I don't think I have time. And also the illustration of this algorithm. I will jump directly to the efficiency of our algorithm. So the worst case time cost for our algorithm, you can see this big O of m squared and m with a coefficient of s power t plus 2. And here, m is the number of variable values. So if we can control the coefficient, the s t plus 2, then it is almost ideal, a polynomial, at least polynomial to the number of variable values. And the control of s and t is feasible because here s is the maximum number of variable values associated with a variable value. That means that the number of vertices connected to a point, connected to a vertex. And the t is the maximum number of association bundles a variable value belongs to. You can think that it is the number of complete subgraphs that this vertex overlaps. The overlap of on this specific vertex. So these two values are anomalies small in most of the real world applications. Why? Because large S and T imply that certain variable value has very high probability being associated with many other variable values. So values of this type contribute little information to association analysis. For example, the local phone service is used by almost every customer, and this value should be deleted before identifying the association bundles. So the deletion can be done by a pre-processing. Let's just check the probability and compare with the user given threshold, and then so that's it, in theory, the efficiency of our program. And now let's see how this efficiency works in simulation. So we test this algorithm on synthetic data. The data, we generate data using a planted, structure planted way. That means we first randomly generate data, and then we generate multiple copies, but with a smaller domain on the variable value. And in this way, we can make sure that the bundles will show up. And when we purpose, we intentionally make this planted structure overlap, we can make sure that the bundles can have overlaps with each other. So here, this is one set of the tests. In this set, the number of planted structures is 3, and for each planted structure, we have 3 variables with 3 values, and the number of and the significant level. Here we use the 0.9, and then we increase the number of variable values by we create a square. The 10 variables with 10 variable values in each variable, and then we increase to 15 and then increase to 20. By this way, we create a data set with large number of variable values. And then we observe the change in the time cost and the number of bundles and average bundle size. And the platform, the experimental platform, is the normal desktop PC. And let's see the result. So that's the time cost. So it's less than four minutes for a variable of 400. And it's a quite slow increase, because we all know that is not basically polynomial to the number of variable values. And for other information about this test, we can see the number of bundles that we derived using this algorithm. And the average size of the association bundle. Now I'll give a summary in BM. So the evidence of this research is that the pairwise significant statistical association can be used to form interesting patterns. Here, we introduce association bundles. And maybe you've already come up with new ideas that you can develop other association measures to obtain other interesting patterns. And the second evidence is the problem of association rule abundant identification can be transformed into the problem of maximal complete subgraph detection. And then the graph algorithms can be applied to this problem. And for all the results, the research result is an efficient algorithm and application of this algorithm. And our further work, try to apply this algorithm on real world large data set. That's the first job. And then we will apply this pairwise concept to variable grouping or variable selection or other pattern recognition problems. And thank you very much.